Next, we're going to move into a spiritual discipline of celebration. There's no better word in my heart right now than to celebrate the fact that we are all together after so many months. And I love what Richard Foster says about celebration, is that celebration comes when the common ventures of life are redeemed. And you may have, other than getting together for the first time in months, great things to celebrate in your heart, or you may not. But we can celebrate the common things of life because they have been redeemed and made good by our Creator. We celebrate God's presence among us, His loving, generous, creative presence. And we celebrate the reflection of His presence in the nature around us. So I'm going to read a verse and give us some space to sit in silence and just celebrate in your hearts with your family, with your friends, in smiles and laughter as we continue on. This is the word of the Lord from Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst. He is a warrior who can deliver. He takes great delight in you. He renews you by his love. He shouts for joy over you. And here I'd love for us to hear Jesus, our Lord, shouting for joy over you in the plural, the y'all. He's shouting for joy over us as his church, as his sons and daughters, as brothers and sisters, co-heirs with him. So rest in that joy in the crickets and the breeze and the sunshine. And hear him shout for joy over this community. I'll read it again, and this time listen to it in the way that he shouts over you personally, that he speaks these words of love to your heart. The Lord your God is in your midst. He is a warrior who can deliver. He takes great delight in you. He renews you by his love. He shouts for joy over you. And in this space, see if you can picture the person of Jesus or some small part, maybe his face, maybe his eyes, maybe it's his clothes or his shoulders or his hands, but see if you can gaze on the person of Christ in your midst, in your imagination. The Lord your God is in your midst. He is a warrior who can deliver. He takes great delight in you. He renews you by his love. He shouts for joy over you. I as we continue to worship together, I'd love for our kids who are painting start to bring your artwork up and we can hang it up on the wire.